Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
On to the next game. Cowboys defeat the Titans 35-22. What a bizarre game.
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, holy, this Cowboys side is back. It's back. But unfortunately, until they sort out their consistency within that 80 minutes, this is going to come back to bite them. And again, what did we see last week? They played a Broncos side that went, no, We don't play that kind of game. We don't give you 20 minutes to come and kill it and then you get in the game, you're out of the game. We'll be able to defend well enough to stop you from scoring all your tries. And also, when you go in through a lull, we will put a bunch of points on you. So although it was a win for the Cowboys, that last 20 minutes or half or whatever, you've got to be sitting there as Peyton going, what have I got to tell these boys? Like, boys, we're ahead. We're dominating. It's all there. The game is set. We don't have to worry about points, so let's not get too expansive. Let's not get silly. Let's just close the game out. And then they just go, you know what, Titans, you interested in playing a bit of footy? You are? You want to score some points on us and make this exciting? Let's do it.
People pay their admission. They want a show. Let's give it to them.
Hey. So, look, great win. Like, they've only lost one game so far, so they're four from five.
4-1. Yep.
Which is decent, but Cowboys aren't in the business of decent. They're in the business of premierships with this squad. So they've just got to sort that out.
And that's where if the Cowboys can find a way to make themselves a top four defensive side.
Oh, game over.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride all of a sudden. And I know they won well, but I expected a bit more out of them coming off that game against the Broncos.
Look, I thought the first half was outstanding. Mm. They were dominant. But I thought that last 20 or whatever when the Titans just got back into it, I was just like, what is going on?
I think a lot of fans will point to Chad Townsend got simmed in, which I personally don't think he should have, which maybe let the Titans back into it. But I felt like the Titans were getting on the front foot before that.
Oh, for sure. I don't think that was a momentum shifter. Yeah. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, I mean, we know they can score points. They're super impressive with ball in hand. It's funny because it's what we've said about the Titans throughout 3-4 years in a row now, isn't it? We know they've got points in them, but we just need to see them defend. And it's like, are they a premiership threat? Aren't they? I'm getting more sceptical as the day goes by just because I think we said last week, even after the loss against the Broncos, their first real test of the year, and they were smoked by an understrength Broncos team. They're going to have their big victories this year, but that means nothing when it comes to finals football and it gets gritty and you get like a... Yeah, not overly convinced.
Yeah. So look, that's the negative out of the way, is that at least we can identify what the problem is and hopefully they can basically sort the problem. In regards to performances, Scotty Drinkwater, my God, that guy is just unbelievable to watch play footy. 2 tries, a try assist, 188 metres, 5 tackle breaks, 3 line breaks, a line break assist, 2 offloads, no errors. With the amount of tack that he did yesterday, the fact that he has no errors is absolutely incredible.
Well, that first try he scored where he got the ball and he was looking around, you know, trying to get in their shape or not. Then he looked up and went, oh, no, fuck it, I'll just score. Yeah. I'll just run straight through the middle of them and score here.
Yeah, so good. I want to. There was a play for me that typified what COD is all about. So I don't know whether how far I was into the game, maybe 20, 30 minutes. So Drinkwater takes a scoot and he kicks it for himself. And it's essentially a selfish play. But Scott Drinkwater, he's essentially paid to be selfish. Like, you want him to think that he can do whatever. So he does this, it's a scrubber. And most teams, honestly, I reckon 85% of teams, it's a shit kick. They get out of their own in goal. And you'd be in the video session on the Monday with Todd Payton going, Drinky, why the fuck are you kicking with not telling anyone? But guess who's the one man that turns a selfish-ish play into a repeat set, a really good play? It's Cotter, the only bloke that saw it and just said, I'm just running, I'm going for it. So he turns a bad kick into a good kick. And as we always say, a kick chase can turn a bad kick into a good kick. And Cotter does that purely with effort. And it's 25 minutes into the game. So we're talking about those fatigue areas. We're not talking about, you know, he's just come back on or the first 10 minutes. We're talking about that 25-minute mark where usually opposing coaches are bringing on, you know, other forwards to try and pick the pace up. Then 10 minutes later, it's actually Cotter's play the ball that's quick that gives Scotty Drinkwater his try. And these are all the little things that you're not going to see in the stat sheet. You're not going to notice them unless you're watching closely. But that's why it's so important to have balance in teams. You've got the superstar, the highlight reel guy of Scotty Drinkwater, and then you've got the battler that's propping up the superstar, that those plays don't happen if the battler doesn't do what his job is, which is ripping and tearing.
And I love that Todd Payton has just shown how important the battler is by giving him the captaincy this year.
Yeah.
He's absolutely nailed it. And you can just see Cotter is absolutely thriving at the moment.
Yeah. So good to watch. Like, see, every little thing that you can do right, he does it. All of, like, the amount of times where a forward will be crabbing across field and most players go, oh, it's not my job to hit short here. I'm on the next play, so I'm not going to, you know, hit that short line. No, Cotter's there every single time.
Every time.
Take that play.
Yeah.
First half, as I said, Cowboys outstanding. Titans only had 38% of the ball for mostly the first half. Who else stood out for you boys in the Cowboys side?
There's been a lot of talk of number nines on today's podcast. A lot of them stood up. Reece Robson, the former number nine of the competition. He's been outstanding this season.
It's a hot field.
It's a hot field, but he'd be in the top three at least form-wise.
He's been terrific. And we saw, like, we look obviously into the stats and particularly the attacking stats in Supercoach circles. And 2 years back when the Cowboys made that run to the preliminary final, Reece Robson had a ton of tries, try assists, line breaks and all that. Because it was a gun team and the forward pack rolling forward last year when they were severely disappointing, he had next to nothing in the attacking, the stats columns. This year, what's happened? The Cowboys pack are rolling forward again and Reece Robson is just having a field day off the back of it.
Yeah.
He's been tremendous. He's playing 80 minutes per week. Got a little early shower in this one, but, you know, he's grown a leg since that Origin debut last year.
What I love most about his game is his service has improved. Like, you go watch those tries, a lot of the tries that the Cowboys scored, every bit of service from Reece Robson is like right there. It's literally perfect position. I think his service has been absolutely outstanding.
The play that stood out for me from the weekend for him, obviously scored the try, but just the way that came about. Drinky, there was nothing on. He's just hovering back to the field, and then he just goes, fucking give me the ball, I'll take him on. I was watching it live, but like, I didn't realise it was Reece Robson until he stood up after scoring it, because why?
Especially,
why is he the guy coming onto it like that?
Especially as a number nine, who they're always thinking, next play. Like, I've got to be at the ruck, be ready there to get the service out there, and he was the one hitting it.
And that's where he knows, even if he gets tackled there, he's going to get a quick play the ball and Drinky just goes. Yeah. It's over.
These are his stats. 76 minutes, a try, 13 runs, 160 metres, 29 post-contact, 3 tackle breaks, 2 line breaks, a line break assist, 4 offloads, 29 tackles, only 2 misses.
What a knock from a hooker.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it took Egan to have the game of his career to get that team of the week, but if it wasn't Egan, it's Robson.
Yeah.
In that starting nine jersey. Look, the good thing is they've got the team there. They've got the setup there. They've got the culture there. It's just about that defence they need to sort out, really.
I want to wish Zach Labart all the very best. ACL, by the sounds of it. I believe that's been confirmed now.
Really?
Fucking shit. Awful. Interesting to see what they do there. Valame has been in the extended squad. They've got Valia as well, who's up there, who's probably more noted centre out of the two, but I thought Valame was tremendous last year when he came into first grade. So interesting to see which way they go there.
Well, yeah, because Valame, you know, he's done his best work on the wing for the Cowboys, but he can play centre.
Yeah.
Outside of that, Griffin Neame, I thought he was great again. Geez, he's just a butler, gets through his work.
He had a few errors last week, and then I think one of his first touches this week had an error, and I thought, oh, shit, here we go again. But after that, he was great.
Yeah, he was great. And Valen Holmes, he still had a couple errors, Holmes, but, mate, fuck. He's a handful.
He's a maniac.
Actual
the way
maniac.
That he runs the ball, it's just... he's just so hard to handle at the moment, isn't he?
Mm.
Shout out to all their back five, obviously, except Labor, who got injured. They all ran for at least 180 metres.
What about Kyle Felt? How poetic is it that the game was in the balance and he scores the most tries in the history of the Cowboys with a big play, intercept? That's what he's done his whole career. The amount of big plays he's had for the Cowboys, it's honestly, it almost second to none. Like, there might be wingers out there that you would rate higher or whatever, but there's very few wingers that have had many match-winning moments that he did, and he breaks the club record with a match-winning moment, essentially.
And, you know, you mentioned there, like, there's a lot of wingers in the history of the game you'd have before Kyle Felt, but has anyone been better at just sniffing out a try?
It's just, he's just so good at it. And, like, put it this, heading into this year, a lot of us are sitting there going, well, maybe Valame's the guy to go, and he's gone, no, I'm sticking with Felt, and he gets to break the record.
And, you know, all good and well, scoring tries, that's great, but this year, like this week, 19 runs, 200 run metres, 68 post contact.
Yep, absolutely. So good. Now, onto the Titans. The good thing is there's signs of fight there. Now, Foran's out injured, so that's devastating for them. But they're just so far off, unfortunately. I will say, I've been a bit critical of Brian Kelly. I thought it was easily his best game. He had one defensive read where his spacing wasn't good and he was really tight to his three and he should have been a bit further out and he probably would have stopped it. But outside of that, I thought he was really good, Kelly.
Scored a good try, set up another one that obviously got taken off them, went upstairs. But geez, that nudge that he put in on that play, geez, that was nice.
Just his defence. If he can sort his defence out, like his attack, it's some of the best in the comp from a centre, but just for some reason that defence doesn't seem to be clicking for him.
Game 150 as well.
Yeah, game 150.
Get around him.
So I thought he's better. Again, as I said, defensively still needs... there's still a bit of concern of him defensively, but he did have some really good moments in attack. Campbell was good, but unfortunately, this side, I don't see him winning very many matches at the moment. I really don't, unfortunately.
It seems a long way off, doesn't it? Yeah. Like, They completed over 80% in this game on a track that was so conducive to point scoring. It was a great day for footy and using the ball, playing expansive footy. They didn't score till the second half. And look, as you said, Kempy, it is a good sign that they showed some fight, they showed some ticker. But again, like the Cowboys always put the cue in the rack a bit, didn't they? And they were like, we've got this game won. And they took the foot off the throat. They scored their four tries in the second half. Again, I don't want to be super negative about that, but had all the opportunities in the first half, couldn't convert. Oh, it's hard to be overly positive.
Brimo 6 now, surely?
Well, I would. I don't know if Des will.
Surely.
Honestly.
There's like, they've got quite a few outside backs. Surely you're going to be chucking Brimo at 6. Like even like the early try they scored was off Brimo, I'm pretty sure. Surely.
Oh, God, look at the Raiders this week. Raiders, Manly, Warriors, Melbourne, Cowboys, Knights, Brisbane, bye. Oh. God, I hope I am wrong, boys. But they could be coming out of that bye. I went 12.
Well, you take out now, like Kieran Foran played 26 minutes. We just speak about how important he is to this side. He's gone. Dave Fifita was good. Yeah, like in his first full game of the year, the signs are good there. He had like 19 runs or something. That'll help tremendously. But losing Foz, like that's going to, we know the impact has in attack defensively as well. God.
Once again, hope I'm wrong. But if they haven't won a game before that bye, keep in mind they'll be the first team to have already had both their byes.
Wow. That's a positive. I thought Sam Verrills in the second half was quite good, quite crafty. But, you know, they're just a side that, unfortunately, have not reacted the way you thought they would against the Des Hasler coaching staff. And, you know, they're just they just allow too many things to skate by, and then they've got players in key positions that aren't in form. Unfortunately, Tanner is just completely down on confidence. He's shot. Foran's gone. Tino's gone. It's just, yeah. They showed fight, which is good.
Yeah.
But I think they're a ways away. I really do.
Fifita, just the one silver lining, as we said.
Yeah. Okay, Raiders defeat the Eels 41.
Before we move on, the kid that made his debut looks bloody good too. Josiah Pahulu came off the bench.
Mm.
He was in jersey 17.
Yeah.
They've had big, big raps on him. He got folded yesterday on a few runs, but he looks like a player.
Well, I just liked his energy.
Yeah.
He brought energy, like something, like a bit of just passion that, like, I'm going to try and make a difference here.
Nelson cleared of suspension.